这个礼拜我们厄板教会的读经是约书亚记三章到九章。
This week for Irvine, the daily Bible reading is from Joshua chapter 3 to 9.
那三章到九章里面提到两个城市。
In chapter 3 to 9, it talks about two cities.
一个就是耶利哥，一个就是爱城。
One is the city of Jericho and one is the city of Ai.
那这两个城市代表两个战争。
And these two cities represent two battles.
那这两个战争有两个不同的结果。
And of these two battles, there are two different results.
好了，我们就来从里面学习一些我们的教训。
Let us learn from these.
迦南地是什么？
What is the land of Canaan?
当他们过红海。
When the Israelites went through the Red Sea,
就开始旷野路。
They began the journey in the wilderness.
那旷野路的终点就是迦南地。
And the final destination of the journey of the wilderness is the land of Canaan.
那新约圣经解释过红海就是受洗。
And the New Testament explains that passing through the Red Sea is water baptism.
那归入摩西在出埃及里面的摩西也代表主耶稣。
And that is to be a part of Moses, and in Exodus, Moses represents Jesus.
所以受洗开始就是旷野路。
So, after we're baptized, we begin the journey in the wilderness.
那一块迦南地是什么？
And what is the land of Canaan?
那一块迦南地就是主耶稣宣告天国近了。
The land of Canaan is what Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand.
天国。
The kingdom of heaven is at.
那天国就是神的国。
And the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
那神的国可以指着我们的内心。
And the kingdom of God can represent our hearts.
那神的国也可以指着我们将来要去的天国。
And the kingdom of God can represent the heavenly kingdom in which we will go to.
所以进入迦南有两个意义。
And there are two purposes in entering into the land of Canaan.
以最后来讲，就是能够进到天国。
And in the end, it is to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们还活着的时候，是指的神的国在我们内心实现。
But when we are still alive, it is representing the kingdom of God inside our hearts.
那神的国实现，就是公义、平安、喜乐。
And when the kingdom of God is in our hearts, it represents a righteousness and joy,
平安
and peace.
因此，如果我们真的神的国充满
，and so if we are filled with the kingdom of God,
我们的内心不会被罪所缠累
，then our hearts will not be tangled by sin.
我们生活会很平安，没有忧虑，没有害怕。
And our life will be very peaceful. We won't worry and we won't be afraid.
那我们的生活会很满足，充满着喜乐。
And our life will be abundant and be very joyful.
那如果我们达到这个程度
，And if we can reach this point,
我们就跟主耶稣一样了。他说：“世界在我里面毫无所有。
”Then we will be like God, like Jesus, in which he says,
世界在我里面呢，没有地位了。
In the earth, in him, there is no standing.
The world.
The world.
因为他不需要了，因为神已经充满了。
He doesn't need the world because God is filled within him.
所以我们信仰在追求什么？
So what is our pursuit of our faith?
就是追求神的国在我们内心实现。
We are pursuing the kingdom of God.
在我们内心实现。
Inside our hearts.
那要得到迦南。
And in order to receive Canaan,
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
但是要得到迦南，需要人的努力。
In order to obtain Canaan, we must strive for it.
所以进入迦南之后，他们第一个要攻耶利哥。
So after they enter into the land of Canaan, they first have to attack Jericho.
四十年前他们已经看过耶利哥。
40 years ago, they already saw Jericho.
他们不敢进去。
But they did not dare enter into it.
那个城墙很高大。
Because the wall was really big and great.
那里面的人很壮。
And the people were very strong.
我们去好像蚱蜢一样，没有办法。
And when they went, they were like locusts. They were so small.
那城这么大，我们攻不破。
And the gate is so great, they cannot defeat it.
所以既然他不敢进去，就得不到迦南。
And since they did not dare enter into it, they could not receive the land of Canaan.
所以有时候我们信耶稣哦，一直觉得说啊，我们内心的七情六欲，我们的恶的生活习惯、个性很难。那如果我们很难，我们就停在旷野。
So sometimes when we think that the it is hard to overcome our desires of the flesh, and if we think it is hard, then we'll just stop there.
我们的心就没有办法变成神的国。
And our hearts cannot turn into the kingdom of God.
那现在真的要进去了。
And now when they're about to enter into it.
那他们后来真的也把耶利哥打倒了。
They really attacked and defeated Jericho.
那我们就看是耶利哥是怎么倒的，这个大战是怎么打的。
Let us see how Jericho was defeated.
我们先来看在第五章。
Turn to chapter 5.
第五章的十三节。
Verse 13.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里拔刀出拔出刀来，面对面站立。约书亚问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，还是帮助敌人呢？”
13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him.With his sword drawn in his hand, and Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
这里耶稣要看到一个人拔着刀。
Here Jericho saw a man with a sword.
他就问说：“啊，你是帮助我还是帮助我的敌人？”
And he asked, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
那对耶稣也来讲啊，这个战争就是他跟敌人在打战。
And to Joshua, this battle is between him and the enemy.
所以现在他要弄清楚，如果这个是敌人，就要把他杀死；那如果这个是要来帮助我，当然就多得一个力量。
And so he had to make it clear if this was an enemy, he had to kill him. If it was someone who was helping them, then they would welcome him.
但是他万万想不到这个人的回答。
But he could not think of the answer that this person would give him.
十四节。
Verse 14.
他回答说：“不是的，我是要来做耶和华军队的元帅。”
14. So he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come."
所以从这个人讲话，我们就知道说神有一个军队。
And from the way this person speaks, we understand that God has an army.
那这个军队的元帅就是站在前面这一个人。
And the commander of the army is this person who is standing in front of them.
那约书亚马上扑下来说：“我的主啊，有什么可以吩咐仆人？”
And so Joshua bowed down and asked, "What can I do for you?"
所以忽然间他就了解，现在攻打耶利哥哈，有神的军队，有神在当元帅，那我只是仆人。
And so he understood that when they were going to attack Jericho, there is the army of God that would help them.
那这样我们就知道这一场战争一定会打胜。
And then, so they knew that they would definitely win this battle.
所以有时候我们在生活上啊，要克制自己的恶的习惯啊，罪恶的个性。
So sometimes in life we have to control our own bad behaviors.
如果是我来对付我里面那个敌人。
If it is me against the enemy within me.
这个太难了吧。
This is too hard.
但是如果神他来当我的主。
But if God, if He is my master,
他来当我的元帅。
If He is the commander of my army,
他来带领我。
If He guides me,
那要攻破我们心里面的耶利哥就没有困难了。
Then it won't be hard to attack the Jericho within our hearts.
所以这个是灵修的一个秘诀。
And so this is a secret in our spirituality.
到底我是靠我自己还是靠神？
Do we rely on ourselves or on God?
那接下去呢？第六章就开始他们怎么打耶利哥。
And chapter 6 continues on to say how they attack Jericho.
我们看第二节。
Look at verse 2.
神对耶稣来说：“我已经把耶利哥跟耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你的手里。”
Verse 2. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand."
神真的是主啊！因为他是主，所以他才可以说：“我把他交在你的手里。”
The Lord is God, and that is why He can say He has handed Jericho to them.
所以交在你的手里就表示你可以打胜。
Giving Jericho into their hands means that they can defeat them and win.
但是交在你的手里并不等于耶利哥自己倒下去。
But giving it into your hands does not mean that Jericho will fall by itself.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你们一切的兵丁要绕这个城一日围绕一日啊，六日要绕行啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
七个祭司拿着羊角走在前面约柜啊，到第七日你们绕七次，祭司要吹角，就是告诉他们要怎么做。
Here it tells what the Israelites should do.
啊，主要就是约祭司要抬约柜走在前面。
And the main thing is that the priests have to carry the ark and walk in the front.
一天绕一圈。
And one day they go in one circle.
第七天绕七圈。
And the seventh day they'll go around it seven times.
啊，第七圈绕完就大叫一声。
And on the seventh time they'll shout.
世界上没有打仗用这种打法的。
In the world, there is not a battle that is fought this way.
现在既然耶和华当元帅，这个打法就不太一样。
But since Jesus is the commander of the army, this battle is fought differently.
你只要做你应该尽的本分，就是神告诉你怎么做，你这个本分做完就好。
You just have to do what is entrusted to you, and that is what God tells you to do.
那其他神会负责。
And God will handle the other things.
真的，他照这样神这样做，到最后耶利哥就倒了。
And indeed, when they did according to what the Lord said, Jericho fell.
所以到十五节以后。
So at verse 15.
就是他们绕了七次，然后就吹角。
They went around Jericho seven times and blew the horn.
好，我们再看二十节。
Look at verse 20.
说百姓听见角声，便大声呼喊，城就倒塌。
So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpet, and Jericho fell.
所以今天我们要来攻占我们的个性，我们的罪性，就是要靠神。
And so today, when we have to attack our bad habits and our personality, we have to rely on God.
每天呢。为这件事情祷告。
Every day we should pray for this matter.
绕一圈就是说把它完全祷告。
And if we go around it in a circle, that is praying for it.
那绕七圈就是祷告完全了。
And when you pray seven times, pray when you go around it seven times, it's complete.
到最后你发现我们的罪性，我们的坏的个性就倒下去了。
And we will find that our sinful nature and our bad nature will fall.
这个就是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
那这样的体验也可以增加我们的信心。
And this experience will help us grow in our faith.
所以圣经里面才说，从神生的不会犯罪。
And so the Bible says that whoever is born from God will not sin.
罪没有办法胜过他。
Sin cannot defeat and overcome.
原因是因为神是元帅，神是太有力量。
Because God is the commander of the army and He has great strength.
所以在第六章的结束，他们就把耶利哥打倒了。
And at the end of chapter 6, they defeat Jericho.
那到了第七章。
And starting from chapter 7,
他们就去攻打爱城。
They attack the city of Ai.
我们看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
当下约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯雅的爱城去，吩咐他们说：“你们上去窥探那地。”他们就上去窥探。第三节。
Verse 3.
他们回到耶稣那里，对他说：“我的众民都不必上去，只要3000个人上去，就能攻打爱城。”不必劳累众人都去，因为那里的人少。第四节。于是民众有3000人上去，竟在爱城面前逃跑。六节。爱城人攻杀了他们36人。那从城门前追赶他们，直到示巴连。这个地方讲耶稣也就说那另外一个城现在攻了爱城。
Here it says that they were about to attack another city.
爱城。
And that is the city of Ai.
那现在怎么办呢？
And what should they do?
他们看一看说这个城很小3000个人就够了。
They saw that the city was very small and they said only 3,000 people is enough.
那一个这么大的耶利哥我们都能够攻了，那这么小的城还算什么？
If we could attack and defeat such a great city of Jericho, then what does this little city matter?
所以大家就去呀、啊，去打。
And so they went and fought.
结果不但没有打胜仗，死了36个人。
And they not only did they not win the battle, but 36 men died.
哇，大家就很痛苦了。
They were very sad.
啊，为什么这个小的城我们打不败他呢
？Why could we not defeat this little city？
哦，那我们就在想，为什么小的城打不赢
？Let us think, why couldn't they defeat the little city？
哦，我们现在看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
哦，第九节。
Verse 9.
迦南人跟一切居民听见，就必围困我们，将我们的名从地上除灭。那时，为你的大名要怎么行呢？哦，这个约书亚就问神了、啊。他最关心的一个是，那你神的名哦，你现在被打败，你的名要怎么得到荣耀呢
？Joshua asked God, and his biggest concern was, if they had been defeated, then what would happen to the great name of God？
哦，那这些个民会围困我们啊，将我们的名从地上除灭。
And the Canaanites will will cut their name off from the earth。
你没有帮助我们把他打败，他会把我们打败，那你的名就没有荣耀了。
You didn't help us defeat them, so they'll defeat us, and then the glory of your name will be defeated.
哎，真的是这样啊！我们的个性如果没有改变哦，神得不到荣耀。
And this is true. If we don't change our personality, then God's glory will be defeated.
如果我们的生活习惯、我们的罪性啊没有变化，没有办法荣耀神。
If we don't transform and change our lives, and if we do not get rid of our sinful nature, then we cannot glorify God.
因为我们没有办法打败他，他就会控制我们。
Because if we cannot defeat it, then it will control us.
那神就得不到荣耀。
Then God will not receive glory.
那神怎么回答
？And what did the Lord reply?
第十节。
Verse 10.
啊，神吩咐约书亚说：“你起来，为何这样俯伏在地呢？”十一节。
11.
以色列人犯了罪，违背我所吩咐他们的约。取了当灭的物，又偷去，又行诡诈，把那当灭的放在他的家里。十二节，因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因为成了被咒诅的。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在。在这个地方，神就告诉他很简单了。
Here Jesus says it's very simple.
啊，因为他们为什么打败
？Why were they defeated？
因为我没有跟他们同在。
Because God was not with them。
哦，那为什么神不跟他们同在
？Why did God not abide with them？
因为他们犯了罪，违背我吩咐他们的约。
Because they committed sin and went against what the Lord commanded them。
哦，在出埃及，在约书亚记的第一章里面
，In Joshua chapter one，
神对他们有应许。
A God gave them a promise。
哦。但是每一个应许哦，这是神的恩典，都是，但是也带有人的责任。
Every promise is the grace of God, but it also contains human responsibility.
好，我们现在来看约书亚记第一章。
Turn to Joshua chapter one.
好，第三节。
Verse three.
凡你脚掌所踏之地，我照着所应许的摩西的话都给你了。
Verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
哦，这是应许啊。
This is a promise.
但是要得到这个应许，第二节就说你要过约旦了。
But in order to receive this promise, you must, in verse 2, it says you must go over the Jordan.
这个就是人的本分。
This is the human responsibility.
那人的本分没有尽，虽然神应许也得不到。
And if humans don't fulfill the responsibility, then they cannot receive the promise of God.
那过第约旦河看起来不简单啊。
And it did not seem easy to go over the Jordan.
因为那个河水涨过两岸。
Because the river was cross two shores.
涨过两岸河水啊。
The river was
涨过高过两个岸。
Was higher than two islands.
两个河堤岸
，two
bank 哦
，banks
哦，所以对以色列百姓来讲，这个是他们本分，他们要做。
And so to the Israelites, this was their responsibility.
哦，那要怎么做
？And what did they have to do？
这个要靠着神来尽他们的本分。
They needed to rely on God in order to fulfill their responsibility.
哦，那么他们就抬着约柜啊。
And so they carried the ark.
哦，那约柜带领他们的路。
And the ark guided their path.
那一踏到约旦河，他就水就干了。
And once they stepped into the Jordan, the water dried up. 哦，
所以我们在想，我们这个信仰或者教会的圣工啊，神会帮助我们，但是我们人有本分。
So let us think in our faith and in holy work, God will guide us, but we have our own responsibilities.
哦，如果我们没有尽本分，哦，有时候虽然神应许我们，也没有办法实现。
If we do not fulfill our responsibilities, then even if God had promised us, it will not be fulfilled.
好，那我们现在看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
第一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
你要刚强壮胆，遵守我仆人摩西所吩咐一切律例，不可偏离左右，使你一顿往哪里去都可以顺利。第八节，这个律法书不可以偏离你的左口，你总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这律法所写的话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。这里地方神告诉他们了，凡事顺利有一个秘诀。
God tells them that if they are going to be successful in everything, there is a secret.
哦，就是要遵行神的律法。
That is, they must obey the law of God.
不偏左右。
Not turn to the right or the left.
哦，神的律法不可离开你的口。
And the book of the law should not depart from your mouth.
哦，要昼夜思想，去把它行出来。
Should meditate it, meditate in it day and night.
那这样你前面的道路就会通了。
Then your path will be easy to tread upon.
这就是人的本分。
This is the responsibility of humans.
那现在他们要去攻爱城，里面有一个人没有守本分。
And now when they were about to attack the city of Ai, one person did not fulfill their responsibility.
就是亚干，他取的不应该拿的东西。
And that is Achan. He took things that he was not supposed to.
所以神就没有与他们同在。
So God did not abide with them.
没有与他们同在，他们就没有办法打胜。
And when because God did not abide with them, they could not defeat the city of Ai.
所以我们一直祷告，要求神跟我们同在，这是好的。但是神要我们同在，有一个条件，就是我们要照神的道理来行。
And so when we pray for God's abidance, this is good, but we must also fulfill our responsibility and follow what is written in the Bible.
那如果我们一直祷告，但是我们生活没有改变，没有照神的道理来行，有时候祷告也发生不了功效，神也不会同在。
And if we keep praying but do not do according to the teachings of the Bible, then God will not abide with us.
所以为什么他们在攻打这个爱城会失败
？And so why could they not defeat the city of Ai?
因为没有照神的话去做，神没有同在，所以就败了。
Because they did not do what the Lord commanded them to do, and God did not abide with them.
但另外还有一个很重要的原因。
There is another important reason.
如果我们看第九章，然后等一下再回来看这件事情。
If we first look at chapter 9.
这个第九章在提到欺骗人来骗以色列人。
Here it talks about how the Gibeon, the people of Gibeon lied to the Israelites.
然后以色列人就跟他立约。
And the Israelites made a treaty with them.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
基遍的居民听见约书亚将耶利哥爱所行的事，第四节。
Verse 4.
就设诡计，假充使者，拿着旧的口袋和破裂缝补旧的衣带炉上。将补过的鞋穿在身上，把旧鞋穿在身上，他们所带的饼都是干长的霉。这里讲他们就装成从很远走路来的人。
And the people of Gibeon pretended that they were from a place very far away.
所以以色列百姓看了就想说很远嘛，所以没有关系，就跟他们立约。
And so when the Israelites saw them, they thought they were from very far away, so they made a treaty with them.
那立约就不把他们杀掉。
And because they made a treaty with them, they did not kill them.
立约以后才发现说，他们原来是住在隔壁的一个族。
And after they made a treaty with them, they realized that they were just a tribe next.
那既然已经立约，就不能杀了，他就当仆人了，但是不能把他当敌人杀掉。
And because they made a treaty with them, they could not kill them, but they had to be slaves.
那为什么神的百姓会被骗了呢？
And why were the Israelites deceived?
我们看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
第九章十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 14.
以色列人受了他们的食物，并没有求问神。十五节。
Verse 15.
于是约书亚与他们讲和，与他们立约，容他们活着。这里十四节讲一个关键他们受了食物，没有求问神。
Verse 14 says that they did not ask counsel of the Lord.
就是没有尊重神啊，这件事情他没有祷告，没有尊重神。
They did not respect God and did not pray about it.
那结果在这一件事情他就被骗了。
And so they were deceived.
那以后就留下一个祸患啊，因为这个基甸人没有把他杀掉。
And they left an enemy because they did not kill them.
那我们就从这个第九章再来看他们在攻打爱城。
And from chapter 9, let's look at how they attacked the city of Ai.
他们在攻打爱城也没有求告神。
And when they attacked the city of Ai, they also did not inquire of the Lord.
他就直接就去了。
They just went.
那在攻打耶利哥的时候，他们就很谨慎。
And when they were attacking Jericho, they were very aware.
神也指示他们应该怎么做。
And God commanded them what they should do.
就是拿约柜走在前面，他们跟在后面。
That is, the priest should take the ark and walk in the front, and the Israelites should walk behind them.
那等到攻爱城的时候
，And when they were about to attack the city of Ai,
没有求问神，自己就想自己的方法去了。
They did not ask counsel of the Lord, and they just went.
那这个到底在讲什么
？What is this exactly talking about？
这就是告诉我们人不论在世界上，在属灵上。有时候做工作完或者有成就之后，都会产生一种自信。
This is talking about whether in life or in our spiritual life, after we have completed something, we will have confidence.
那这个自信不是真的在信靠神，这个自信是对自己产生信心。
And this confidence is not really relying on God; it is having confidence in yourself.
那人产生了这个自信，就不会真的在依靠神。
And when people have this confidence, they will not rely on God.
那这个自信本身常常就是我们灵修的一个弱点。
And this confidence itself is one of our weakness in our faith.
是我们没有办法真的来依靠神。
And then we cannot fully rely on God.
所以。我们要从圣经里面来学一个教训。
So we need to learn from the Bible.
人不能够对自己有自信。
That man cannot have confidence in themselves.
那人才会完全每件事情来依靠神。
Then they will rely on God in everything.
好，我们现在来看腓立比书。
So let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章的第三节。
Verse 3.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜在基督耶稣里夸口不靠肉体。其实第四节。
Verse 4.
其实我也可以靠肉体，若别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠了。第四节，请念。第四节。
Verse 4. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so.
这里保罗在提到 confidence of flesh, 中文翻作肉体。
Here Paul mentions the confidence in the flesh.
那这个保罗讲的肉体是什么
？What is the flesh that Paul is referring to？
就是第三节以后的。
That is what is written after verse 3.
他在以色列民是便雅悯支派的人。
In the Israelite, in the line of Israelites, he is of the tribe of Benjamin.
然后律法上来说，他是法利赛人。
And concerning the law, he is a Pharisee.
当时宗教是一个领导阶层。
And at that time, if you had a religious authority, you had power.
然后热心来说，他是逼迫教会的。
And concerning zeal, he was persecuting the church.
那律法上来义，他是无可指摘的。
And concerning the righteousness which is in the law, he was blameless.
也就是说，保罗这个外在的比别人都好。
That means, in the outer appearance.In the outer appearance, Paul was better than anyone else.
你说教育吧，他是加玛列教出来的。
And in education, he was from.
当时最出名一个老师教出来的。
he was taught by the best teacher at that time.
哦，那你说社会地位吧，他是工会的议员。
And that, and concerning social standing, he was a member of the Sanhedrin.
那你说宗教上的这个侍奉啊，他是法利赛的。
Religious wise, he was a Pharisee.
哦，按说热心吗？他热心到逼迫基督徒。
And concerning zeal, he was so zealous that he persecuted.
但是保罗这些他都不敢讲。
But Paul did not dare mention any of this.
因为这些从这些条件来的自信心哦，对信仰生活是有妨碍的。
Because through these, it affected his spirituality.
哦，所以他把这个都放在旁边。
So he put this all aside.
这样才会专心依靠神。
And that way he could fully rely on God.
哦，所以我们在教会里面有的讲的很有自信。
And some people they have a great confidence.
那这个问题是说，这个自信从哪里来
？And where does this confidence come from？
这个自信如果是因为从世界上有成就来的，这个对圣公是没有好处的。
If this confidence comes from the world, it has no help in our holy work.
或者说我们在世界上有条件
，or if we have abilities in the world，
那产生一种自信
，and have And thus have confidence.
这个对教会没有什么帮助。
This will not help the church.
因为这会让我们真的失去了在神面前真正的依靠。
Because it will make us lose our reliance on God.
所以他们在攻耶利哥之后
，So after they attacked Jericho,
他们就没有求问神，就去攻爱城。
They did not inquire of the Lord, and they went to attack city of Ai.
就在那里失败了。
There they were defeated.
所以我们在属灵生活上，到最后我们只有一个感觉，就是我们只能够夸口是指着神，其他都没有什么可以夸的。
And so in our spiritual life, we realize that we can only boast in the Lord.
后来他们把亚干带出来把他打死了。
And after they took out, they brought Achan and stoned him to death.
然后照着神指示的方法。
And according to the Lord.The words of the Lord.
所以很容易就把爱城就打败了。
They easily defeated Ai.
因为他们开始回来照神的方法，神与他们同在，就得胜了。
Because they returned to God and did what the Lord commanded them to do, and they defeated Ai.
所以今天我们在神面前的服事，就是要在神面前不断的调整我们自己。
And so today in our faith, we must also.Constantly change ourselves.
那调整到我们是一个合神心意的人，我们的服事就会蒙神祝福。
And we must change ourselves into what is pleasing to God. And then God will bless us.
那我们就可以看到神在带领我们的圣工。
And then we will see that God will be guiding our holy work.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.